A UN official calls Iraq's recent elections credible, saying there's no need to rerun the vote that gave a lead to the Shiite religious bloc dominating the government. At least four people are dead and dozens of homes destroyed in wildfires racing across thousands of acres of grassland dried out by the worst Texas drought in decades. Israeli jets blast a Palestinian militant group base outside the Lebanese capital, Beirut, hours after rockets fired from Lebanon hit a northern Israeli border town. Consumer confidence surges in December as declining gas prices and improving job opportunities raise spirits, boding well for spending in the new year. Officials now say it was wear and tear, not a collision with a bird, that damaged Oprah Winfrey's private jet, forcing it to return to the airport. Lori Neff, Associated Press.